This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Political rhetoric rarely succeeds by accident. Candidates, politicians, and their staff labor to find the tone that best suits a given occasion. And print and broadcasting historically have played a key role in shaping candidates' speaking styles. What works on TV may not on the Internet. NPR's Ari Shapiro examines how political rhetoric has evolved with communications.
The Internet may be the most cutting-edge medium for politicians today, but in some ways, it's created a throwback to the speaking style of over 100 years ago.
At the turn of the century, political rhetoric would have been bombastic, it would have been loud, it would have been colorful, and it would have been shouted from the back of a train.
Henry Jenkins is director of comparative media studies at MIT. He sees similarities between the stump speaker of the 19th century and the cyber candidate of today.
So he often is more outspoken, more colorful, more flamboyant.
Until the Internet came along, flamboyance had been going out of style. Jenkins says bombast first became unfashionable in the 1930s. That's when President Franklin Delano Roosevelt decided to use the radio to speak to his electorate.
FDR wanted to find a style of political speech that worked in people's living rooms. And so he created the fireside chat, which was literally from his fireside to our fireside, and allowed him to be a much more accessible personality, a much more open personality.
My friends, I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States about banking. I want to tell you what has been done in the last few days and why it was done and what the next steps are going to be.
That personal tone worked for almost 30 years. Then television came along. When John F. Kennedy debated Richard Nixon on TV in 1960, candidates suddenly had to go beyond sounding cool and composed. They had to look it, too.
Here, people who listened to the debate on radio felt Nixon had been a more credible speaker, but people who watched it felt Kennedy came across as a much more direct and accessible, knowledgeable, masterful personality. Nixon was sweating. His eyes were shifting. Kennedy came across as cool and collected.
The moderator in the debate asked then-Senator Kennedy whether he owed Vice President Nixon an apology for comments made by former President Harry Truman.
Well, I must say that I really don't think there's anything that I can say to President Truman that's going to cause him at the age of 76 to change his particular speaking manner. Perhaps Mrs. Truman can, but I don't think I can.
Any comment, Mr. Vice President?
Yes, I think so. One thing I've noted as I've traveled around the country are the tremendous number of children who come out to see the presidential candidates. It makes you realize that whoever is president is going to be a man that all the children of America will either look up to or will look down to.
In the last 100 years, candidates had been smoothing the rough edges of their rhetoric, becoming more and more composed. Then the Internet came along. That's where John Aravosis works as editor of the website hatecrime.org. He says on the web, successful rhetoric is hot.
You either have to make people really happy or really angry, meaning, oh my God, we've got this incredible opportunity. Come on, folks, let's do it. Then the Internet's going to get you. Or, oh my God, these jerks are trying to take away our rights. We've got to stop them now. Again, the Internet's going to work.
That may be one reason former Vermont Governor Howard Dean's presidential campaign has done so well online. He's not afraid to get angry. Dean described his personality in a recent NPR interview.
My natural instinct is to fight. If somebody wants to pick a fight with me, my natural instinct is to do it.
Jenkins says that firebrand personality works for cyber candidates because on the Internet, you have to get people riled up in order to attract them. It's the difference between what political scientists refer to as a push medium and a pull medium.
Television is a push media. If I turn it on, information is going to come at me, whether I seek it out or not. So a commercial will disrupt something I'm normally watching, and it's there in my face. The Internet is a pull media in that I have to actively seek out information. I pull it into my home.
That has implications for candidates' rhetoric. Someone who comes into your home uninvited via the TV will have a different demeanor from someone who you seek out on the Internet because you're angry about something. So inflammatory speech may work better in a digital space. Steve Elliott is president of the website grassfire.net, which describes itself as the homepage for conservative activists. He says online rhetoric is hot for another reason.
The Internet is even more action-oriented. People are looking for things to do. That's the whole nature of the web. The people want to give them something to do. They want to go to a website. They want to see a video. They want to sign a petition. They want to send this to their friends. So everything is organized around an immediate action.
The Dean website urges supporters to organize meetups, write letters, give money. Ideally, the cyber candidate would be able to modulate his demeanor, tone it down for the television, ratchet it up for the internet. And some critics question Dean's ability to do that. So far in debates among the Democratic presidential candidates, Dean has been just as fiery on TV as he is on the internet.
That is flat out false, and I'm ashamed that you would compare me with Newt Gingrich. Nobody up here deserves to be compared to Newt Gingrich.
Even when Dean speaks before a less sympathetic audience, his televised anger prompts his supporters to pledge more money online. It's money that the Dean campaign then uses to buy commercials on TV. So no single media outlet exists in isolation. The communications stew has become thicker with each election cycle. And the candidate who succeeds will be the one who comes closest to mastering all of the ingredients. Radio, TV, internet, and the stump. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.